Hi, this is Willie P. Bennett. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMFM.
In the stream bed, the wind was rising up slow, getting ready to bend the trees at the end of the road where the storm clouds were growing. I stood there and watched and waited for the rain, the dust swirling round, people running in vain, and the thunder rolling in like a midnight. I said the stars' eyes tonight won't be opening, not while these storm clouds are growing. We were skin popping laughter, eating our freedom, and having the time of our life, getting ready to follow the way that we'd been before. But the people we found could not make a sound. It seems that they'd been through that door. They said, don't be surprised if it disappears for your eyes. You know the way waves race the shore. But once they're there, they're not anymore. It's not the sound of makes me feel lonely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the weight of smiles and all useless disguises I've had to sit and watch people use. I've had to sit here and watch people. Friends, we don't play much now. We just talk about the things we have heard, wishing for just a little more time and wanting a whole lot more nerve. It's not that love is wrong, but when your feelings are gone, what's left makes you fester inside. And I know I've been seen between my blues and greens, but my eyes camouflage what I've tried. Yeah, my eyes camouflage what I've tried. It's not the sound of the rains that makes me feel lonely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the weight of some miles and all these useless disguises I've had to sit and watch people use. It's not the sound of the rains that makes me feel lonely, nor the gray skies that give me the blues. It's the sound of some drunk dreams spit up on the sidewalk and the distance that I feel from you. Yeah, the distance that I feel from you. Burn me, baby, burn.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff. Coming down here every Sunday afternoon for a long, long time, and I hope to be doing it for a long, long time more. It is my pleasure to be here. Thanks for stopping in. Once again today, I'm very, very overjoyed to be joined by my co-host. Welcome, co-host.
Hello.
What's your name, sir?
J-R-E-M-Y.
J-R-E-M-Y.
J-R-E-M-Y. Are you sure? J-R-E-M-Y.
Something like that, anyway.
J-E-R-E-M-Y. Yeah.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Robson, all the way from Westwood.
No, that's not that far away.
It seemed far today,
well,
though, didn't it?
Well, it kind of does.
You know, when we were sitting at home, I was reading on my computer that that they were calling it a blizzard outside today.
And
when
I call it a blizzard.
Well, but when we were sitting outside looking out in the backyard, I was thinking, like, who calls this a blizzard? Someone from Toronto?
It just felt like snow was just blowing off the roof.
Yeah, it seemed like
snow was blowing
just,
everywhere.
Yeah.
But when we first got outside, it was, like, freezing cold.
Yeah, it's kind of cold and it's kind of blowy. And
it's kind of freezing, not cold.
Yeah, we didn't take the highway to get here today, which was probably
a good idea. The
smartest thing that I've done in a while. I doubt that going on the highway today would be a lot of fun. So, you know.
No, it wasn't, though.
So we played Willie P. Bennett. We haven't played Willie for a while, I don't think. Storm Clouds there. I know Driftin' Snow was the obvious choice, but I went with Storm Clouds. Are you okay with that, little substitution there? Yeah, I'll take that as a yes. All right. We got a show to talk about and some stuff going on and a whole bunch of new music I unearthed today for you. Yeah. Should I turn off your mic or
no? No.
Okay, you gotta stop doing that then.
Okay.
Anybody you want to say hello to before we start the new music?
Hello.
Okay. That's strange. I was thinking.
Hi, Grandma.
There you go. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh.
New tribute record, and I believe this is part of a book.
And hi, Mom. What?
I don't know.
I thought you were turning off my mic.
Nope. Oh. That's weird.
What are you looking at?
Anyway, okay. Just couldn't find the thing that I was looking for.
Dad, I'm trying watermelon, okay?
Anywho, influential Texas figure died late last year. His name is Kent Finley, and he used to run a place called the Chatham Street Warehouse, where all kinds of people played. Todd Snyder got basically a big start there, and a lot of other people did as well. There's a new book coming out about Kent, and I believe it contains this tribute record, which
Dad,
we're going to play a few numbers from. Yes, sir?
I wish you could see stuff through, like, microphones or phones, or smell something from microphones or phones. That would be cool.
What would you show people if you could?
Like, I would show them this. And
well, why don't you tell them since you can't show them, or does it matter?
Well, it's called gum, and it says Mega Mystery, and no one knows which flavor it is. And also, I got Jolly Ranchers Chewies.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm trying watermelon. I already tried green apple. It was really sour because I ate my gum first, and it's kind of sour when you eat gum and eat Jolly Ranchers.
So Mom packed you that huge thing of snacks, and you're just going to eat this junk instead.
No.
Oh. Anyway, let's play some songs. Some songs by and for Kent Finley, influential Texas figure.
That's good.
Why don't we let Steve Poltz tell you more about Kent, shall we? Do you want to tell folks what you're listening to? No.
We're 1.5 UMFM.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good at all.
I just recorded this song yesterday. Okay, there was this guy in San Marcos, Texas named Kent Finley. And he owned a place called Cheatham Street Warehouse. And he died about a month ago. And his daughter, Jenny Finley, is a great, great radio promoter. She promotes stuff to Americana Radio. She's worked my records before. She manages and does all of James McMurtry's stuff and John D. Graham and a few other people. And she's promoted a bunch of records, but her dad wrote songs with Todd Snyder and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and all these different people he's written songs with. And he passed away. And I loved him, Kent Finley. And I used to play a lot at the Cheatham Street Warehouse in San Marcos. There's some live recordings of me from there. So Jenny sent me this poem that her dad wrote and he had put music to. And so they're doing this tribute album to him. So I just recorded this song yesterday. It's such a cool song. And I'm so glad that she picked me to do this song. And I want to sing it, but I don't. I'll have to look at the words, but I'm so excited about the song that it doesn't matter. So here goes. I'll just use this as my music stand. And I'm going to have to scroll down in the middle of it because the words are on my phone. Because I didn't bring the printed out thing, but I don't care.
No phones allowed in a concert.
Here it is. Okay. Oh, this is exciting. This goes out to Kent Finley. Oh, bless your heart, Kent. What a great guy. A humble little bumblebee, one sultry summer day, worked so hard he didn't see the cow that grazed his way. He learned about the cow too late, he really hadn't known. The cow was there until she ate the flower he was on. Well, to be a bee or not to be, the bumblebee, he said, if I don't manage to get free, I'll probably end up dead. Then he looked around and around to try to get away somehow. And he found that he was surrounded by the insides of a cow. Poor little bumblebee, hard work was his downfall. That's how he got surrounded by the cow's thick stomach walls. Vengeance, cried the bumblebee. Vengeance on this cow. I'll sting her because she swallowed me, but I can't sting her now. I'm weak, I'm tired, my pep is sapped. Can't sting her like I should. I think I'll take a little nap, and then I'll sting her good. And so the bee fell fast asleep and slept for hours and hours, in order that he might rebuild his weakened stinging powers. But in the end, this proved too unwise. You see, he slept too long. When he woke, to his surprise, he found the cow was gone. Poor little bumblebee, you see, he slept too long. And now he'll never get revenge because the cow has gone. Poor little bumblebee, yes, he slept too long. And now he'll never get revenge because the cow is gone. What a mess he woke up in. Cow pies, 25 cents.
Kent, I love you.
Oh. I felt his spirit in here. I really did. Oh, man.
Yeah, this song's called Comfort's Just a Rifle Shot Away. And, Jenny Finley gave me the title before I'd ever heard the song, and it just, for some reason, it conjured up an image of Kent Finley standing beside the highway with a rifle propped up on sandbags on the hood of his pickup, sighting it in on the city limit sign outside of Comfort, Texas. I don't know if he even shot, but that's the image I got. Turns out it's something totally different here, but... Kent wanted to get his phone number 357-4440. A couple of pistol calibers. I guess he probably did shoot. Running for my life in the sleepy Rio Grande.
headed for the border with a posse on my trail, a bullet in my shoulder and a pistol in my hand. I'd robbed the bank in Hebronville. Things went wrong, I had to kill a man standing in my way. I jumped on a horse and rode out of town with bullets raining all around. They got me, but at least I got away. And Mexico lights shining like a diamond in the night. Gotta run like the devil, or there'll be hell to pay. Paradise is just beyond the river, and comfort's only 20 miles away. I don't know why I did it, but I did it just the same. It may have been a mountain I just had to climb. It wasn't for the money, but it might have been for fame. A way to plant my footprints in the sands of time. But the blood is soaking down my shirt. I'm cold and tired, my shoulder hurts. I don't know how much further I can go. And to hell with the sands of time. I just want to plant these feet of mine in the sun-baked sands of Mexico. And Mexico lies shining like a diamond in the night. Gotta run like the devil, or there'll be hell to pay. Paradise is just beyond the river, and comfort's just a rifle shot away. Top the hill and there's the river and the dim lights of Laredo, and I can hear my heartbeat. Comfort's just a mile away, or is that hoofbeats in the distance? I gotta keep on going, can't take the time to catch my breath, can't even stop to pray. But my horse has run all he can run, the posse's gaining, here they come. Help me reach the land of the free. Then I see a flash of lightning, and I hear a clap of thunder as the rocky earth comes spinning up to me. And Mexico lies waiting like a diamond in the night. Gotta run like the devil, or there'll be hell to pay. Paradise is just beyond the river, and comfort's only 6 feet away. Comfort's just a rifle shot away.
Cannot see but it will not go away. It's turning my guitar up loud and getting into it when I play. That's why now I have to crank it up till the band thinks I'm half deaf. If I'd known I was gonna live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. I don't do that bad for all I've been through, but if I had it again, I'd slow it down in my younger days and be an older, wiser man. Well, I'd keep on roaring for even more in the time that I've got left. If I'd known I was gonna live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. If I'd known I was gonna live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
There you go. I'm sure John D. echoes those sentiments. That's John D. Graham there from the new tribute record, Kent Finley Dreamer. I'd have taken better care of myself. Before that, James McMurtry with a song called Comfort's Just a Rifle Shot Away. And the always entertaining Steve Poltz in there with The Plight of the Bumblebee. All from Kent Finley from that tribute record. Hey, you want to keep going with the new music? New music? Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time to be Lucinda, I guess. Lucinda, she used to be not very prolific, put out records every 5 years or so. But last year she became an independent artist, started up her own record label, and I guess it's I don't know whether it's a good thing or not, because Lucinda, let's be honest, could probably use an editor. She doesn't need to make a double record every time. She's back with yet another. A double record, same as last year, and same as last year, it probably should have been a single, if you ask me. But there's some good stuff. The other problem with Lucinda not having a record label watching over her is that all of her songs are like an hour long now. There are very few songs under 5 minutes on the new Lucinda record, and lots that are like 9 to 12 minutes long, stuff like that. It's just it's a little out of control. So I kind of want to play two, but I also kind of don't. So, oh, sorry.
I'm here.
Yeah, you are. Hi.
Hi.
Are you a Lucinda fan?
What?
Lucinda Williams, you know, you're a fan? Well, she's pretty great, but you know, sometimes she rambles.
Not even he.
No. Lucinda's one of the great, songwriters around, really. But sometimes she could use an editor, So
it's white.
Well, I want to. Well, here I'll play you this one first, and
smell, guys, smell.
Yeah, we can smell that. Yeah. This one is not 5 minutes long, and it's probably because
this is not bubblegum.
She didn't write it. We'll play you this one, and we'll send it out to our pal Stu over at the Twang Trust. The CKUW is doing their fun drive right now. You guys were so generous with us here at UMFM for Pledge-O-Rama in the fall, and our friends at CKUW, they're doing their thing right now. If you tune into 95.9 FM, and if you've heard the shows on CKUW and then heard the shows on UMFM, there's a lot of similarity. Especially perhaps between my show and another show over there. So if you like us, then you got to like them. And hopefully if you support us, you will support them as well. Check them out, ckuw.ca. I believe on the old internet, you can get yourself. I got to be honest with you. They might have outdone us a little bit with the cool merch item this year. They have this little Bluetooth/USB/radio thing, which is looking pretty darn amazing, and I can't wait to get my hands on that. So anyways, Wednesday 6 to 8 is probably the best time for you to call in and donate your money. You can do it online right now, or you can phone them right now, 774-6877, and show them a little love. I will do the same coming up on Wednesday, and I know that Stu will be pleased to hear this one. You're listening to the Twang Trust Jr. over here on Tell the Band to Go Home, I think.
Thank you. people's front. Sitting on a time bomb. Bum, 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 bum. I know the time has come. What goes on up is coming on down. Listen to the people on the street. Yeah.
Jam. Get up off of the thing, dance. Do you feel better? Get up off of the thing, dance. Get up off of the thing, dance. Do you feel better? Get up off of the thing. Try to release the pressure. Get up off of that thing, shake. Get up off of that thing and shake. Do you feel better? Get up off of that thing, shake. Do you feel better? Get up off of that thing. Try to release the pressure. Get up off. Good God, y'all. Good God, God, good y'all. Get up off of the thing, dance. Do you feel better? Get up off of the thing, sit now. Get up off of the thing, shake. Do you feel better? Get up off of the thing, try to release the pressure. Get up off of that thing and twist. Get up off and twist. Do you feel better? Get up off of that thing and twist now. Good God, y'all. Good God, y'all. God, good y'all. Hey, now, you country hillbilly. Bebopper's redneck chow bacon. Clyde Hopper's redneck country crossroads gals. When you left
swinging now. Show the rich boys in this town, swing it on up and swing it on down. Listen up now, you anoraks. Listen up, don't talk back. Play my old time banjo now. I'm about to show you how to get up off of that thing and dance. Do you feel better? Get up off of that thing and swing, twist, shout, shake, jam. Get up off of that thing, double thumb. Shout, shake, get up off of the thing, dance. Do you feel better? Get up off of the thing, try to release the pressure. Get up off of the thing, get up, giddy up off of that thing.
Hey, Jer, yeah. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, I wish there were more bluegrass covers of James Brown songs? Have you ever thought that to yourself?
No.
Oh, well, Tim O'Brien is here for you in case you were, you know, in case anybody out there was thinking of it. Because, you know, the world needs more bluegrass covers of James Brown songs. So thank you, Tim O'Brien, for that great public
Dad.
Service. Yes, Jeremy.
The Bot Squad still has Christmas stuff.
Oh. Hey, Jer, Grandma sent us a joke. You want to hear the joke?
What?
Okay, Grandma says, what do you own but everyone else uses more than you do? So something that's yours but everybody else uses it.
The iPad?
No. You want to guess again or?
Food?
Your name.
Why?
Because everybody else says your name and you don't, really, that often.
No, I don't.
No. So, is that a thumbs up to Grandma's joke or
yep.
not?
Yep.
Really? Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, Grandma. That's good. Okay, I'm going to turn off your mic now.
Why?
Well, because that music is annoying.
Okay, I'll put it away.
Okay. You know, we were talking about the blizzard. I guess it is bad. The highways are closed. If you want to, there's a festival going on in Portage La Prairie today that looked pretty good. But nobody can get there because the highway's closed. I mean, unless you live in Portage La Prairie. So our friends Leaf Rapids were supposed to play in Portage La Prairie today, but they can't because they can't get there. It's kind of a bummer, huh? Yeah. All right. Before Tim O'Brien and his funky bluegrass cover of James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing, we heard a band called Buick Six. From their latest record, which I didn't even know about until today, the record is called Plays Well With Others. We heard their cover of Bob Marley's So Much Trouble in the World. And that song featured their boss and their most of the time band leader, Lucinda Williams. We heard Lucinda doing a Bruce Springsteen song off of her new record, The Ghosts of Highway 20. Now, I know what you're saying. If you're from Winnipeg, you're saying, wait a second, that's not Buick 6. Buick 6 doesn't sound like that. No, they sound like this.
Well, I'm gonna die, yeah. Can't say that I'm surprised. Maybe I'll get lucky and they won't care. watch the tears in my eyes. Thin skin like ink on the dotted line. I left all of everything behind. Does it help me? Does it help me ease my mind?
Affirmation, knowing you were truly wrong. some kind of happiness in things we never see. No, you're not half as smart as you pretend to be. Well, you were right. I have pretended to be me, and now these jaded eyes can barely see. Where is this going anyway? It's always hard to say.
Violence, waves to raise. With a kite and a kilometer of electric wire, his eyes in the storm ahead and his hands on his amplifier. Weak in the knees and the colors and the colors.
fell asleep in the car and woke up at the wheel. I'm a stick in the mud from the walls of a flood. I'm a fly in a garbage can. I won't have a nerve until I deserve the life of a better man. Well, I've had my share of the formal scene, and I've shed some tears so gallantly. I'm splitting at the seams in a battle with a dream. I'm a captive of birds that land. I do nothing at all for something that I call the life of a better man. Tell me I'm wrong.
There's Slow Leaves from right here in Winnipeg with a song called Life of a Better Man from the album Beauty is So Common. Before that, a couple of old school recordings from modern favorites.
I am dead.
Huh? I don't know what just happened there. Well, thanks. Good to have you back.
Hello.
Hi.
I bought gum and shorty ranchies.
Did all that sugar kind of make you lose your mind? Probably. We heard some old school Greg McPherson in there from his cassette release, The Year of the Record
Break. Listen to this.
We heard Ryan's Dream. Sounds good. And before that, something old school from John K. Sampson from his first solo EP, Little Pictures. We heard Sunday Afternoon. And we heard Buick Six from the album Roller Coaster. The Buick Six from right here in Winnipeg, featuring Mike Coop and Julie Penner. In that, we heard Catch Me from the album Roller Coaster, of course. That's the real Buick Six, not listening to Williams Band. You can catch Julie Penner these days most of the time playing with Slow Leaves, which is kind of cool. And if everything you read on the internet is to be believed, then you might be able to catch Julie Penner playing with her husband Jason Tate in a new supergroup, which I don't know if it's real or not, but if it's real, it's the coolest supergroup in the world. And I hope that it is true. Scott Nolan posted this thing on Instagram a while ago. It was a picture of him and his lovely partner, Rachel, along with John K. Sampson and Christine Fellows. And it said that they had started a new supergroup called Spouse with those four plus Julie Penner and Jason Tate, which I think would probably be like every other band would just have to quit if that were true. And I hope it is, because that'd be freaking awesome. Wouldn't that be awesome? I think it'd be awesome. You know what else is awesome? Taking a break. We got a request. I am going to get to it, Zenon, I promise. We've got another dead guy. It's been a bad year for making dead guys, and a bunch of other stuff. So stick around. Tell the band to go home, and Jeremy's loud, annoying video games will return.